Kevin R. Novak, Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Us supposedly being close to end times is no justification for not acting biblically. Many Christians in society think that we ought to exclusively emphasize Christian missions and de-emphasize Christian societal norms and civil law. Their justification for this is sometimes, well, we are living in end times, and therefore we must focus on evangelism as the means to facilitating regeneration. Their justification is also sometimes, well, we are living in the church age, and so any resources directed towards Christian infrastructure at the expense of Christian missions is a waste, since that Christian infrastructure will soon be destroyed during the imminent end times. Understand, though, that end times is not to be our preoccupation. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 7, Jesus was asked, "Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" And he said unto them, "It is not for you to know the end times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power." It isn't a biblical command for us to be preoccupied with the end times. It isn't a biblical command for a person to sensationalize his version of end times and when they will occur. There are hundreds of biblical commands, though, that we must fulfill, including one in Ephesians 6:4. "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." So just because you think the end is near, that is not sufficient justification for sending your child to a civil government school in order to be a missionary. End times are irrelevant. Besides, at least give your child the option of being that missionary. Does he or she think the end is near? Maybe he or she does not. Then what is your justification? You'll never hear this in a civil government school, but then again, you'll also never hear this in a church. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.